is a time for everything.
And a season for every activity under the heavens.
A time to be born.
And a time to die.
A time to plant.
And a time to uproot.
A time to kill.
And a time to heal.
A time to tear down.
And a time to build.
A time to weep.
And a time to laugh.
A time to mourn.
And a time to dance.
A time to scatter stones.
And a time to gather them.
A time to embrace.
And a time to refrain from embracing.
A time to search.
And a time to give up.
A time to keep.
And a time to throw away.
A time to be silent.
And a time to speak.
A time to tear.
And a time to mend.
A time to love.
And a time to hate.
A time for war.
And a time for peace. God has made everything beautiful in its time. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Very well read. Thank you. And I think we've got a little visitor here who's going to help us think a little bit more about time and how we deal with that. Enough time to play? Do we have enough time to play? And I wonder what we need to hear as adults about the priority of play. I love that little video. And we saw the kids are pretty good at playing, aren't they? Good at making up games, good at being creative, good at being imaginative and playing alongside others. And yet sometimes as adults we're not quite so good at that. So many demands, so many things to take up our time, too much work. Maybe it's relatives to visit or relatives to care for, housework and DIY to catch up with, something good on TV. And yet play is actually something that's really good for us. It makes us feel more fully alive. It often helps our fitness. It's usually something that's highly sociable as well. And I think when Jesus was talking about living life in all its fullness, that play is one dimension of that, because it makes us more completely the people we're supposed to be. Some of you know that there's a guy called Eugene Peterson, referred to lovingly in our household as Uncle Eugene, of course, who translated the sort of the Bible into the Message version. It's not a strict literal translation, but it's near enough. And he wrote a book about the theme of Sabbath and the theme of rest. And he said that basically the Sabbath is about praying and playing. And I thought that was fantastic, about praying and playing. Praying is about our relationship with God, isn't it? And our worship of Him and our engaging with Him. But playing is about enjoying the world that He has created. Just as prayer is an act of worship, so play can be an act of worship. Going back to that verse at the beginning, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. And so, take sport for instance, the attitude we have to our teammates, the appreciation of the natural world that we're enjoying, playing within the rules, all of that brings glory to God. If we're playing as a family, laughing, sharing, enjoying one another's company, that brings glory to God. All sorts of different leisure activities that we can enjoy. If we're really good at music, we can use our musical gifts to bring glory to God. And I think our lives are so much poorer if we neglect those play activities. I'd like to add another verse onto that Ecclesiastes passage. There's a time to work and there's a time to play. A time to be busy and a time to rest. And we're going to think just for a few moments about our experience of play. And in the pews, you should have various shaped post-it notes. So hopefully what you've got is you've got some hearts, you've got some arrows, and you've got some speech bubbles. Now there should be plenty up in the balcony as well. If you're a bit short on the sides, ask around or we'll get some more sent up to you, because there's a few empty pews over this side. But hopefully there's at least enough for one of each of these. Do share them around if you need to. And what I want us to do is think about three different dimensions of play. You'll see here on the two boards, we've got a couple of maps. One is a map just of Bristol and Bath, so the immediate area. And one is a map of the UK. We've got some pictures of people, some faces. And we've got the word play in lots of multicolours up there. So what I want us to do is, with the arrows, I want you just to think, everyone think, of a place where they enjoy to go, to relax or to play. And just write on there the name of the place. It may be somewhere like, the Noah's Ark Activity Centre. It might be a particular park where we like to go. It may be where we play sport, where we play music. But just think of a place where you're able to play and relax. And then with the heart, I want you to think of one or two people who you enjoy playing alongside. Okay, so it may be other people in your family, it may be friends from school, it may be colleagues from work, it may be people in a sports team or an orchestra. But think of people with the heart. And then the speech bubble, it's the sort of activities that you'd talk about with other people. So the activities that you'd enjoy, and then you'd go into work or go into school on a Monday morning and say, yeah, at the weekend, I did this, and it was great fun. It really refreshed me, really re-energized me. Okay? So there's plenty of pens around, plenty of post-its. If you're short of a post-it, just wave and I'll bring some to you. But if you remember, the arrow is the place, the heart are the people, and the speech bubble is about the activities. And then, when you've done those, when you've written them up, come and put them up on one of the boards. If the place is in the Bristol and Bath area, pin it on the map. If it's somewhere elsewhere in the UK, or even wider in the world, then pin it up on the map to my left. Okay? Got 4 or 5 minutes. And chat to others beside you as well about what you're writing and what these things and places and people actually mean to you. And just thank God for these things. Let's just be still. Lord God, thank you for the universal language of play. And thank you for the many different ways in which we can relax and be refreshed and be re-energized. Thank you for all of those different activities that we thought of and the good that they do us. And Lord, we thank you for the people around us, people we enjoy being with, people with whom we're able to relax. Whether it be members of our family or friends from school or work or neighbours or people we've known for a long time or people who we're only just beginning to get to know. We thank you for them, Lord. They're a really precious gift to us and we're so grateful to you. And Lord, we thank you for the different places that we can enjoy. Thank you for the beauty of your creation. Thank you for the blessing of the city of Bristol and our surrounding area. The many different places we can go at weekends, in holidays, in evenings. And we thank you for the beauty and the wonder of the British Isles and all of the different places that once again we can enjoy. Help us, Lord, to appreciate these things and really make the most of them. In Jesus' name, amen.